Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk about a tip on how to get into flow. I've been flirting with the idea of doing a series on how to get into flow and what flow is. It just hasn't been coming together. I haven't found all the right pieces. But this is a tip for how to get into flow. Do what feels good. Matter of fact, be in the essence, be submerged in what feels good, and that'll help you get into flow. And a part of that is doing what you're good at. So, and focus on your proficiency. So even if it's something new you're doing, you can still get into flow if there is already a level of proficiency and you feel good at it. So let me give you an example. So when I decided I wanted to write novels, it was after I had dropped out of my MFA program in the mid-2000s. It was like 2007. I was like, oh, I think I want to write novels. I didn't feel proficient, right? And even the market, the romance market at the time, was still rooted in traditional publishing. And it wasn't until there was a lot more independently published romances on the market did I start to see my path to finding my own voice. And so even though I was writing stuff, I didn't feel compelled to finish it or could even really get into flow. I could get close to flow because I'm brilliant at creating characters, but I couldn't get there to the point where I could complete something because I really wasn't proficient in my own voice as a writer. Fast forward, 10 years later, after reading tons of independent romance, writing in my business, I wasn't self-employed at the time when I tried to write romance way back when. I'm a good storyteller. I'm good at character development. I was always good at that, but I wasn't great at writing and putting my work out there. But, I do a hell of a lot of writing in my intuitive coaching business. And so I was comfortable. I had also, my spirit guides were reminding me, you had also released a book at that point. A Journey to Self-Love was already out. So I had a proficiency around self-publishing and I had a proficiency around my own technical ability as a writer and putting work in the world as an author. So in doing research for the series I want to do on flow, one of the pieces of research is around proficiency. And they have found that it is far easier if you're proficient in something, you're good at something, you feel good about it, you're excited about it, for you to enter into flow. And so what I would say to you, if it's something new, say it's like, well, Amy, I haven't started my business yet, but I want to be able to enter into flow as I do it. Well, focus on the pieces that you're already good at. Focus on the areas where you're already proficient, and you can use that energy to help you start to chip away at the areas where you feel less secure. So flow tip is proficiency. Do what you're good at and do what feels good. I'll take this even a step further. If I can use music to get into flow really easily. And I find that I don't even want to listen to music that's new. I have to listen to music I'm already familiar with. Probably stuff I listened to, in my 20s, like some of the early 2000 hip hop, 90s hip hop. I can get into flow really easily. Of course, Dave Matthews Band, I can get into flow easily. Maybe if I've been listening to newer music on a radio station where they're playing things over and over again, I can use that music to get into flow where I'm already really familiar with it. So, I think it goes back to one of the pieces I was researching around flow is that there's a comfort. Everybody describes it differently. This particular teacher was talking about comfort in terms of like being comfortable in you know, what you're wearing or in a comfortable location. But I think it's much easier to get into flow when you feel a level of comfort. And so I would say to you, if it's something around you're doing that's new, really focus on the areas where you feel most comfortable. It's interesting, in Daniel Laporte's Firestarter session way back when, she wrote about doing what you're good at and giving up the notion that you need to be well-rounded. And so, and you'll hear this in, you know, entrepreneur culture where they talk about, you know, hire it out. If you're not good at it, hire it out. This is why, is because it takes away from your flow when you are trying to do something you're not good at. I do think that you can enter into flow while you're trying to figure something out. But if it's something that you just know that you don't want to figure out and you'd rather not have to deal with it, but it needs to be dealt with, yeah, then that's where you hire it out. That's how you stay in your zone. So one more time, do what feels good. Immerse yourself in what feels good and that feeling of what feels good. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever it is for you. And do what you're good at. And then focus on the aspects where you're already proficient. Because that's how I ultimately finished the novel, was because I was comfortable with my writing ability, because I've been reading a ton of work that was on the market. I could see my path to my voice, right? And I could see how I wanted to talk about it, and I didn't feel limited in any way. So that opened the door to me really being able to finally put a novel out in the world. So even though it was my first time doing it, what I rooted into was my proficiency, and I was able to complete it and then complete it again and do it again, Right. And that's how I have books on the market. So I hope this is helpful. I'm obsessed with flow. I do want to continue to do some shows on flow. There's a lot of research out there, and what I'm doing, I'm reading the research and I'm comparing it to my own experiences, and I'm listening to clients talk about flow, and a lot of the research is really centered around, you know, like athletes, but I believe anybody can go into flow, you know. You don't have to be a professional in something to go into flow. And so that's why I'm hesitant to do the series just yet, because there's some pieces I still need intellectually. My spirit guides are giving me a lot of information, and I'll share pieces of that from time to time. But for now, I'm just going to throw out some tips. So tip for getting into flow, do what you're good at, focus on proficiency, and feel good about it. You like it. You want to do it, right? And I do believe you can get to a place where you can use flow to do stuff you don't want to do. It might need to be flow adjacent. Like you get into flow around something else and then you can, yeah, that's my spirit guides are like, yeah, but that is how I do hard stuff right now. If it's something that I'm hesitating to do, I will get into flow in another way, you know? I'll find my way into flow. And then I'm like, okay, I got 5 minutes. I need to get this done really quickly. And I use little increments of time to do the thing that's hard or the thing I'm avoiding. So hopefully this is helpful. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I want to help you live a life of flow. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Please like, subscribe, thumbs up, write a review. Helps the algorithm find us. Thank you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.